Where in the Bible will I find that playing a game of softball is sin? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Playing softball is nowhere mentioned in the Word of God. However, we do have games of sport mentioned by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:24. There would not be anything wrong in a Christian participating in any clean, wholesome game of sport for exercise or entertainment, provided that these were done properly. Members of the Lord's Church should not involve themselves with members of denominational religions in any way that would suggest fellowship. Paul instructed saints on their relationship with others. He said, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." He then added, saying, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. Much that was written of Israel's woes long ago centered in their being influenced by religious neighbors. In like manner, we sometimes get the notion that to be popular and to grow as a people of God, we have to be like our neighbors and fraternize with the sects in every worldly pursuit they exploit. Jesus did not die for a softball team, and we should not advertise the church in such a way that suggests, as we said, compromise in any way. Christians playing friendly games of sport on the church-owned property is certainly proper and actually encouraged as an act of fellowship, but when played in other circumstances, let it be known that it is not a church activity, that it is not church-sponsored, church-related. Paul wrote, "I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus," Galatians 6:17. These marks were not made in a church-sponsored softball game or on a skating rink. We live in a pleasure-mad, sports-oriented world. The early church lived in a sin-sick, dying world. So do we. But they were mindful of it. Sometimes we seem to be ignorant of it. Time and effort we spend in frivolity could better be spent in our devotions or in seeking the lost. Games of sport will not save anyone, but obedience to the gospel will. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16.